think about. I mean, that's successful. But when you see the folks that are household names that have become legends, you saying they probably paid a price.
They absolutely paid a price. And if you ask them, they'll tell you, you know, working two or three jobs while going to school and just doing a multitude of other things. And what we see now is what they're driving or what they're wearing or what they're living in. But what we don't always know is the price that they paid. Ultimately, we have to be prepared to pay the bill of success when it becomes due. Doesn't really matter what occupation we choose or what goals we choose, whether we're a government worker, an entrepreneur, business owner, pro athlete, or military career, or even a housewife or house husband, it is going to cost you something. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
In order to have what other people don't have, you've got to be willing to do what other people won't do. And Les Brown, the motivator, said, always strive to reach the top because the bottom is overcrowded.
That's so a good one.
Those who are ready to climb the mountain, those who are ready to not quit as they begin to reach their goals, here's some things that you have to be willing to give up to get there. One of the first things you're going to have to give up is your free time.
Ooh.
You got to be willing to give up your free time. And what that means is when others are resting or sleeping, you've got to be putting in work.
Wow.
As you just mentioned, we hear stories about people who are ultimately successful internationally, nationally, or just people that we know from the neighborhood. But they did it by putting in the work. A story I'd like to share. A good friend of mine, we used to be college basketball officials. Mm-hmm. So we'd have our day job and we'd referee basketball. And sometimes we'd get home around midnight.
Right.
I couldn't wait to go to bed because I knew it was going to be a short night and I had to go to work the next day. My friend owned a technical services business.
Wow.
He installed local area networks.
Okay.
And worked on computers. And so on the way home from a game one night, he said, I'm going to go home and work on some computers.
Mm-hmm.
It was midnight, Robin.
Like
I
midnight,
was a good passenger. I was over there with my eyes closed, couldn't wait to get home. And I said, you're joking. He said, no, man, I got about 5 computers that I have to work on. Fast forward, he called me one morning, and I thought we were going to talk about basketball. He said, hey, man, I got it. I got it. And I said, got what? He said, I got a contract from the Department of Defense. Mm. $1.3 million.
Wow.
Robert, he is a millionaire today because of what he did with his free time.
He sacrificed some free time.
He really sacrificed his free time. Something else that we have to give up is stability.
Mm-hmm.
When someone decides that they want to be an entrepreneur, they have made a conscious decision not to play it safe.
Mm.
They have decided to give up that every 2-week paycheck and move from Safe Street to Faith Street. My good friend Rudy Dockery coined that phrase, from Safe Street to Faith Street. In order to get from where we are to where we want to be, there are going to be periods of instability.
Oh, my God, man. Toes getting stepped over here.
My accountant, good friend of mine, very smart, was a vice president at a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
He was doing exceedingly well. His contributions to the organization were being recognized. But to him, he was not fulfilled. He decided that there was more to his life, and so he gave up the stability.
Right.
Of his vice presidency at that nonprofit and started his own CPA firm.
Wow.
Today he's extremely successful. But he will quickly tell you that over the last 10 years that he's been in business, clients come and clients go. But he is definitely excited about where he is today. And so even with the instability, he's decided to take the energy that he used to give to that nonprofit and put it in his own business. And now he is reaping the benefits of success in that arena.
Good for him.
Talking about instability, Robert, I was on vacation last week.
Right.
Had a chance to go to Houston and then on to New Orleans to Mardi Gras.
What?
As we were approaching New Orleans in the plane, I could see the landing strip well lit, and so we were declining. The next thing you know, I heard the engines rev, and we began to climb away from the runway. I was wondering what the heck is going on. The calm pilot came on the air and said that due to instability in the air, we have to climb again and reposition before we land. Ultimately, we landed after the third attempt.
Right.
But sometimes we have to remember that getting from where we are to where we want to be, we're going to have to endure some periods of instability.
Good point.
Does that make sense?
That's a good point. So what else you might have to give up here? What else might cost you this success?
Robert, personal relationships, man, sometimes they just go by the wayside. It takes time to build a successful relationship. You know, when a person is driven, it can be very difficult to establish and maintain friendships. I'm not talking about Facebook.
You're talking about real friends.
Where everybody has 100 or 1,000 friends. I'm talking about the kind of relationships where you can share what's really going on in your life, your hopes, your dreams, and your aspirations, and your fears.
So some people that you, like sometimes family members, spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, some of those folks, sometimes you, if you're successful, sometimes you may lose some of those on the road to success.
The truth is there really are haters. And so some of the people that start with you,
they may not end with you.
They may not get to the finish line. And you have to be okay with that, because here's the thing. When you get to another level, there's some people there.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people there. So when we can't talk about personal relationships without talking about marriage. And so marriages sometimes take a hit. Sometimes people decide that this goal is so important to me.
It's more important than their marriage.
That I'm not going to get married.
No, okay.
And so they know that marriage is one of the most challenging things that they will ever do, and so they postpone it. But what we know is that sometimes when you go looking for it later in life with all of the success that you have, it may not be attainable as quickly as you would like. And so these are just some of the things, you know, children, our personal health. Sometimes we don't take care of our bodies in such a way that if we get what we say that we want, that we can enjoy it over the long haul, because we have not put the work in to take care of ourselves.
I'm sitting here making a checklist of the things over here. I'm trying to see how much of these I have sacrificed over here. Go ahead, Chris.
And you touched on it earlier, lastly, delayed gratification.
Oh, yeah.
You talked about your client who decided not to get a car.
Right.
But to invest in her business.
Big car.
And we have to decide, do we want to look successful now, or do we want to be successful later?
Well, Chris, hang on a second. I want to finish this up after the break, because this is great. This is great. I hope you're listening out there, all you Wakandas, and thinking about success and how you're going to capitalize on this newfound pride. We'll be right back after the break. I have Chris Arad. He's talking about the price of success. This is The Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood. Hang on. We'll be right back.
This report brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. Click choosenissan.com.
All right, this is The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. I have Mr. Chris Arad. He's a business coach. He's telling us that the price of success might not be as cheap as you thought. You can't go through the, there's no sale on the price of success. It's not, you can't get it at the dollar store. It's not like the price tag can be high. Chris, as you were saying, you talked about free time, stability, personal relationships, even having a family, your health, and delaying and that gratification. You might not be able to get that car right now if you're trying to be successful. You may have to delay that. So, Chris, somebody's trying to wrap that up for us now. Put a bow on it for us.
Okay, Robert. Again, all of those things that you mentioned, we can have everything that we want. We just can't have everything now. So we have to figure out where we are in our life, what's most important based on our values, and make that a priority and be willing to make some sacrifices to go after that goal.
Wow. Now,
however you define success, it is achievable for each and every one of us. But one thing we must remember is to count the cost to make the sacrifices necessary to reach those goals that are most important to you. If you need some help sorting this out, clarifying your goals, please give me a call. 301-802-1068. 301-802-1068. Coach Chris.
Folks, that's Coach Chris. He's here every fourth Friday. He brings some great tips on really how to get your business and personal life in order. You need a little structure. You may have all the other tools you need, but sometimes you just got to get somebody to organize it for you and point it in the right direction. Also, don't forget about the MoneyWise Financial Empowerment Tour coming up on March 17th. That's the Kelvin Boston Metropolitan AME Church. They've been having this event since 2006. It's hosted over in Washington, D.C., and the Daniel Alexander Payne Community Development Corporation. Register today at Eventbrite. And you can also go to Marketing Pulpit. We have them right there on our homepage and in the event section. Or call them at 202-331-1426. They're going to have some good topics there. Managing your personal finances, financing education, home buying and asset building, starting a business. And they're going to have some great speakers, including Kelvin Boston, the host of the PBS TV series Money Wise with Kelvin Boston. It's a free half-day event. It's going to be, you can also get there by going to the McPherson Square Metro Station. There's on-street parking, and there's complimentary light lunch. It's going to be located at the Conference Center of the National Community Reinvestment Coalition headquarters at 740 15th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., and it's from 8:30 to 2 o'clock p.m. on March 17th. And if you are a business owner, you want to sponsor, it's a great time to come out for you real estate people, financial advisors, you small business experts, marketing people. This is a great opportunity to let your business shine as well. So, folks, there's opportunity here. Let's channel that Black Panther energy and enthusiasm and come out and support this event on March 17th. So go to Marketing Pulpit. We have all the information right there. Now, if you are a book author, if you are an author, I want you to use my Cool Beans formula and pave the road to success.
I've been waiting to hear about this, Robert.
It's an acronym, BEANS. First of all, these are tools that you need. First of all, if you have a book. See, some people I'm going to turn the horse around, take the carriage and put it in front of the horse. Usually people say, I'm going to go out here and do things and get me a book later on. I'm saying if you already have a book, which is practically everybody in this town now just about, but you're just sitting on it. You're just sitting there collecting dust in the corner, and you're not being resourceful, as I spoke about earlier. So you take your book and I want you to lift a section of that book. Take one of your most powerful, prolific sections and turn it into an event or a workshop. You don't have to give the whole book. If you've got a book of 10 chapters, pull out your best chapter and say, can this be turned into a workshop? Okay, that's the first thing. That's the B. Then the E, plan your event around the topic. Now you can start small. Some people might start at you can start at your office, might hold about 10, 15 people or 5-6 people. Or some people start actually in their homes. And if you know somebody has some extra space, plan an event around this particular topic or workshop. Then you got to promote it. Promote it. You can come on a radio show like this one, social media, email marketing. But really you want to think about the Marketing Pulpit. We bring so many authors and so many companies promote their event on the Marketing Pulpit. Matter of fact, we've almost become event central when it comes to people promoting their events. As we just spoke about the MoneyWise Financial Empowerment Tour, companies come to us because it works. So let's say now you got your book, you plan your event, now you promote it. We put you on our book podium where we actually feature authors, and we have an event section on our website that's very, very popular. So now you got your book, you got your event, now you're promoting it. Now here's something the attendees of the events are always looking for benefits. How is this going to help me? How is this going to move the needle for me? Promote it as a networking opportunity. because I have talked about networking on this show till I'm blue in the face. So if they have no other reason to come, if the food isn't the reason they come, if they don't necessarily buy into your agenda, they may be a little lukewarm about, well, okay, I got enough money already. I don't need to come out to learn how to get more money. Wink, wink. Yeah, who is that person, right? But if you promote it as an opportunity to network and find like-minded people, now you've prevented, you presented a tangible benefit to your future attendees. And then once you're there, let's go up to S, is the sale. You have a sale opportunity to sell your book and your services. So if you take this cool beans formula, first, you have if you're an author, you have a book. You've been sitting on this book. You've been sitting there looking at it. You done framed it and gave it to all your friends. Nobody's buying it. Well, let's turn this book now into a resource. Pull a chapter from that book. Turn it into a workshop, an event. Advertise it. Come on the show like this. Let's talk about it. I have you sitting right here across from me. We will talk about this event. We'll talk about this book. We'll talk about what's going on. We'll put you on our website. We'll put you in our event section. We'll put you on our featured authors section. Now you're promoting it. Promote it as a networking opportunity. People will love you for that. As I went to this event a week ago with Dr. George Fraser, and one of the biggest benefits of that event was the fact that there were so many people there, you couldn't run away from networking if you wanted to. I mean, people tapping me on the shoulder, pulling my coat. Robert, where have you been? I ran into Peggy Morris there. I hadn't seen her in years. Matter of fact, then she came on my show the next day. I met my guest, Kendra Simmons, at the event. Networking is such a powerful tool. You have an event, promote it as a networking opportunity. And then once you get there, now you can sell that book, because I'm telling you right now, if you're like most authors out here, those books are just sitting around collecting dust. I'm giving you a formula on how to move that book and make yourself some other sales and meet some dynamic people in the process. So that's the cool beans formula. Book. This is what you need. You need a book. You need an event. You need advertising to promote it. You need networking. And you need sales, and you can turn that book that you're sitting there using for a doorstop into a lucrative income opportunity and profit stream. So that's going to wrap up the show for today, folks. I want you to once again go to Marketing Pulpit to find out more about all of the upcoming events that we have, find out more about our authors, find out more about our guests. I also want you to go to the Facebook page. Go to Facebook. We're all over social media. We're on our Facebook, and we have Marketing Pulpit. All the monikers are Marketing Pulpit. That's on Facebook. That's on Twitter. That's on Instagram. And what I also want you to do is to promote these companies and these events that we bring on this show. We don't bring on, when somebody comes on this show, they have been vetted. I know who they are. They're trustworthy. They're at the top of their game. They're credible. Like this event that's coming up next week, the MoneyWise Financial Empowerment Tour with Mr. Kelvin Boston. Get out, folks. Get out. Now, you've gone to the Black Panther movie. You've gotten all of this energy now. You've gotten all of this. Your chest is stuck out. Let's turn that into action. We have people in our community that can do that. And that's why I like to have people like Chris Arad here. That's why I like to deal with people like the Mr. Kelvin Boston. Matter of fact, he's coming on the show in the next week or so. We're going to have him talking about his upcoming event. And he's going to talk about also his show on PBS. So, folks, we got things happening out here. And don't forget to support the go to my website, Gatewood Marketing, and find out more about the services that we offer and support our co-host, Mr. Chris Arad. Chris, give your information once again.
Thank you, Robert. I can be reached at 301-802-1068. 301-802-1068. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you.
All right, folks. That's going to wrap it up today. My company is Gatewood Marketing. Go to gatewoodmarketing.com. Give me a call at 301-839-2836. Be glad to talk to you about making your marketing and business dreams a reality. Now, we're going to be back next week at the same time. We're going to have attorney Tisha Hillman. She's going to be our co-host next week. We're going to have Tisha Hillman here. She's the co-host on the first week of the month. On the second week, we have Palasha Day, the accountant. On the third week, we have therapist Wena Cullins. She's talking about family therapy. And, of course, on the fourth week, like today, we have Mr. Chris Arad. Go to MarketingPulpit.com to find out more about all the things that we're doing here. We have a great lineup of hosts, guests, the past shows can be heard right there on the radio show, and support our sponsors like the upcoming MoneyWise Financial Empowerment Tour by going to MarketingPulpit.com and register today. Register today. Don't wait until March 17th. Might be too late. All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up today. And as always, if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.